Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
We welcome author Annette Collins to the program. Her novel is called Thin Space. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning, Bob.
We've been talking about your book and made our question of the day something to do with, I believe, a topic you take up in your book. But even if it isn't, it was a good question, or is a good question. To what degree have you controlled the course your life has taken? I'm told in your book, your novel, you talk something about destiny. But what do you think, Annette? Are you in control of your life?
I think to a degree we are. I think we also believe that we're not, because it's easier to believe that we're not. I'm not saying we can control everything, obviously, but I think we can control a lot more than what we're willing to say.
What role does destiny play in your novel?
Well, I can't give away too much, because that's kind of the twist of the whole story. But basically, the characters are not aware that they're dealing with destiny to the degree that they are. It's whether or not destiny is able to, if you interfere with what is intended for you, is it possible for destiny to reroute you to where you were originally started, or is that something that you need to make the decisions for? I can't give away too much of the information on that, because
sure,
that's the whole twist.
Yeah. Well, I was going to give an example, but maybe that's the wrong one. It kind of reminded me of the way you talked about it, of the way Alfred Hitchcock said he used to make his suspense movies, is that he would show people in a room, let's say, and they didn't know that there was a bomb that was going to go off at 2 o'clock or something like that, but the movie audience knew, and that created tension, which was made for good movie attendance.
Correct. And that sort of plays into this with the readers, because it pulls the reader in and it makes them want to turn the page to find out what direction it's going to take and whether they're right with what they're assuming or guessing. That's the similar way that it works with that, I believe, too.
The novel is called Thin Space. The author is Annette Collins. And how's it doing? What are people saying about it?
I have been absolutely floored with the feedback. Of course, while writing it, I had hoped for good feedback on it, but it is my first novel, and I wasn't sure how it was going to go over with everybody else, and it has been overwhelmingly positive. I actually have not heard anything negative about it. It's been out for 3 months now, and over again, I'm hearing from people, even people who define themselves as non-readers, saying that they want to go back, they want to read it again, they want my next book to come out, they couldn't put it down.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's all very wonderful stuff, and I'm floored and pleased, obviously. So hopefully that'll keep going.
Yeah, and you have a book signing. Tell us when that's going to be.
That is Saturday, April 21st at the Barnes & Noble in Mohawk Commons from noon till 3.
Out in Niskayuna.
Correct.
And I've delayed mentioning this, unlike a number of the authors we interview, you're from around here.
I am. I grew up in Niskayuna. I currently live in Rotterdam, so I'm a local.
And this book is self-published?
Yes, it is.
And you said it's your first novel. Tell us about how this came to be, or how it came to be that you wrote a novel.
Well, ever since I was a small child, I've always enjoyed, dabbling in writing and poetry and short stories. And I started writing a novel a number of years ago, about 10 years ago, and never completed it. But for some reason, this one really just, the idea stuck, and I wanted to get it out there. So I followed through on it, finally.
Have you published before or written other things or had, have you done other writing?
I have two published poems. But other than that, I haven't really pursued it, because it's one of those things that, the first time through, it's a scary process. I know nothing about it. I'm, kind of walking myself through it. Now that I have done it once, it will be easier the next time. And I'm hoping to be able to get this in the hands of a traditional publisher as well, and try to go that route. But to begin with, that's a very difficult thing to do for a first-time author, to even be looked at by a traditional publisher is you know, I could have won that Mega Millions, I think, a lot more easily.
Well, I don't know about that, but but did you try that route? Did you try to shop this around to publishers?
I did not actively pursue that. I looked into, you know, how to go about doing that, and from everything that I read about it, you have to have an agent. You can't just, you know, toss a manuscript in the direction of a publisher and have them take it. They won't do that unless an agent subscribes to them, and I didn't have that either. So I figured this way I can get it in the hard copy. I can get it in the hands professionally of either an agent or a publisher, depending on which way it worked out. And it'll be a finished product, so it might be easier.
Can you tell us about the setting of the, of this novel? I mean, you don't, again, you don't want to give away too much of the plot. Go ahead.
Location-wise, are you referring to?
Sure.
It's set in Vermont. It makes reference to New York, but the setting is in a small town in Vermont. I made it up. Which, you know, I had somebody question me why I wouldn't use an actual place. But I didn't want to do that because I don't want preconceived images being put through readers' minds of a familiar place that, you know, I wanted to be able to create the space myself. So it's rural. It's very
is
Vermont,
it,
I think.
Is it modern? I mean, is it set in the present day?
Yes, it's present day. You know, makes reference to online social sites and stuff. So, yes, it's very contemporary.
Is it a mystery?
Some people might describe it that way, but technically I label it as a love story with a twist. It's not one of those Harlequin romance types of love stories, but it tunes into the innate sense of love and where the heart goes, you know, especially particularly with first love. And then the destiny part of it creates the twist, or what some might refer to as a mystery, because the reader will be trying to figure things out throughout the story. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, I mean, there have been a couple of people who said that they saw what was coming, but overwhelmingly, I'd say 80 to 90% of the people I've heard from, their response is, I never saw it coming. I never expected that. So.
Now, does the title and its thin space refer to the twist in some way, or?
Yes.
Oh, it does. So you probably don't want to explain what the title
means. No, I can't do that. And it's hard because I always want to answer questions. But part of the process and the enjoyment of reading this story is to figure things out. And it's, you know, people are saying that it's making them think. So that's good.
Yes, indeed. Tell us as much as you want to. You and I have been exchanging emails. It turns out you're related to several people I know over in, you know, in the Schenectady area. I mean, you have another life, obviously, from writing novels.
Yes, I do. I'm a full-time mom. I used to draw the lottery numbers on TV.
Did you really?
Yes, for over 14 years I did that. And then it got to the point where my children were getting older and their activities were occurring in the evening, which was the hours that I was working. And I was fortunate enough to be in a position to make the decision to stay home so that I could attend all their events. So that's what I've been doing. So I write on the side, and as ideas come to me, and I'm waiting in waiting rooms. And I have a daughter who goes to Union College, and my son is a senior at Mahanison, and I have a almost 7-year-old who goes to school here in the Mahanison district as well.
Huh. And I remember because, you know, I pass by that all the time, as a lot of people do. It's right down by Proctor's Theater, right, where they draw
the lottery. Yes.
Draw the lottery numbers.
Yep. I, you know, at one point, if you looked in the window, I would have been doing that.
And the book, you self-published it, and again, I've kind of held off on this line of thought, but I sometimes talk about the Amsterdam Renaissance. We have, it seems, every other day, another author, another book comes out, you know, kind of from people in this general area. Mm-hmm. And you're not too far away. I mean, we have the novelist Jim Labat, who writes his several novels that he self-published. And I want to say it's Rick Pepp, who's just out with a memoir about being a teacher. There's, and I can't think of his first name, Mr. Cinquanti, who has a story about, it's kind of set at Christmas time, and we had him on just before Christmas. And then there's me. You know, I write history stories with this publisher, History Press, where I've done a book that they have published. I mean, they're the publisher, not me. And I must say, I do have a question from the author point of view. I was impressed when I went to your site on or to Amazon, where they have your book, that not only is your book for sale on Amazon and also in stores, but you've also got an electronic version. Now, I've talked to my publisher about this, and they've sort of rumped, and they don't do it. How difficult was that?
That wasn't difficult at all. That's the wonderful thing, I suppose, of the self-publishing, is you can pick whichever package bundle that you'd like to work with, and that happened to be, you know, one of the things. Hard copy, soft copy, and ebook.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Boy. Because, see, since it's not my book, I can't do it myself.
Right.
And they don't want to do it.
Yeah, there's always going to be a drawback, no matter which way you decide to go, I suppose.
Yeah. But, so, if people are interested, there's a Kindle version of your book, Thin Space, available, right?
Correct.
And also, well, maybe you, and I'm sure you've looked at it more than once, if you go to Amazon, which is what we're linking to on our website about this, is that they have a couple of reviews, you know, people saying how they like the twist, but also, as happens with most books these days, a good, you know, a certain part of it is there. You can just read it online.
Right, yes, and I was pleasantly surprised to see how much they allowed people to read, because I expected it to be maybe four pages, and it turns out it's the first four chapters, which they're short chapters, but it's far more than four pages.
Well, I had the opposite take on that. When my book came out, which was last fall, I remember calling the publisher. I mean, I think I probably just annoyed them to no end. I'm such a grouchy old man, but... You know, I come up, what's with this? Because it wasn't, I mean, I didn't think it was Amazon. It was Google that, you know, did. And apparently I think there might be a specific limit. They did 32 pages of my book. And I think that's maybe what they're doing of your book.
That sounds about right then, yes.
Yeah. And it's just, they do it because they can do it.
Right. Well, that's funny, because at first I was thinking similarly, as far as, you know, that's an awful lot of my story they're giving away right there. But then I thought about it again, and I believe, at least for the way mine is set up, it works out well, because the beginning seems to be what's roping people into wanting to continue to read. So it's giving them enough to want to continue to read, and therefore to order the book.
Mm-hmm.
So it works out well.
All right, so Amazon.com has the book. Obviously, you must have some copies at Barnes & Noble in Niskayuna. Are you in any other bookstores? I think I might even have suggested some of our local faves, like Dan Weaver here at the Bookhound, or the Open Door down in Schenectady, or Mysteries on Main up in Johnstown. Have you talked to any of those folks?
Well, I went down and I spoke at the Open Door. I spoke with her. She has not gotten back to me. She does have a copy of it that I gave her. She's not gotten back to me about it. I do have three soft cover copies at the Bookhouse in Stuyvesant Plaza.
Ah.
But I don't know that people know that they're there. They're not really being advertised. They're kind of, they put them on the shelf.
And yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah. So the Barnes & Noble book signing will be good, because I know that they have my posters up on the doors advertising for it, and they obviously have ordered some copies to have available for the signing, and I will bring some of my own as well in case they didn't order enough. So hopefully I'll be able to do that.
Are you getting any reviews or media coverage? You know,
I haven't, and I believe the problem is that I'm self-published, because my mother spoke with, I believe it was the Gazette, about doing a story about it, and they said that they won't do that for self-published authors, because the way they see it, anybody who has enough money can self-publish any story, so it's really not worth looking into, which is disappointing that they wouldn't even give it a chance.
I see.
But I think that I'm going to run up against that, because I have sent out hundreds of press releases.
Have you really?
Yeah, and I have not heard back from a single one, including the local Spotlight one, which I thought would pick it up, because I'm right here. My children are in the schools.
Well, you might call them.
That's true. I suppose the next step would be slightly more aggressive about it.
Well, Annette Collins, a pleasure talking with you. Annette lives in Rotterdam. Her novel is called Thin Space, self-published. It's available online, Amazon.com, and also the places you mentioned, or the two bookstores you mentioned, where it's at Barnes & Noble, and also at Susan Novotny's shop down there in Albany, the book house of Stuyvesant Plaza, right?
Yes.
Well, Annette, thanks very much, and
thank
I hope
you.
Fate has something good in store for you. And
thank you.
Have a good day.